In July this year, the opening of the 20th Commonwealth Games will be marked by the arrival in Glasgow of the baton that started its journey from Buckingham Palace 5 months ago. Many of us are following closely the news of the baton relay as it passes through the 70 countries and territories whose teams will gather for the Games. The images bring vividly to life what we mean by the Commonwealth family. It is wonderful to see the warmth, shared endeavour and goodwill as the baton is passed through the hands of many thousands of people. Affinities of history and inheritance from the past are strong, yet we are bound together by a sense that the Commonwealth is a powerful influence of good for the future. People of all ages from different cultures are weaving an ever-growing network of links which connect us in our diversity and our common purpose. It is this unity that is expressed in this year's theme, Team Commonwealth. While national teams will be concentrating on the competition in August, Team Commonwealth will have a longer focus, working together to achieve a more enduring success. Experiences of life differ widely throughout the Commonwealth, and we each make contributions from sometimes very different viewpoints. But we are committed to the same goals. Together we offer each other encouragement and draw strength from this mutual support. The understanding that we belong together and are able through teamwork to achieve far more than we could do alone has always been at the heart of our approach. For all of us, this is now captured in the Commonwealth Charter, which sets out the values and principles which guide and motivate us. This year, more children and young people are participating in Commonwealth Day celebrations. Advances in technology enable us to reach a greater number of young people in schools, online using the Commonwealth Class Initiative, and through events in local communities where the Commonwealth flag is being raised. I am delighted that in this, the year of Team Commonwealth, we will be working to build a brighter, united future in which every one of us can play a part and share in its rewards.
The Commonwealth can mean different things to many people, but to me, first and foremost, it means games. The Commonwealth Games are the third largest multi-sports event in the world. They are also known as the Friendly Games, because they are. A gathering of athletes and officials from 70 nations, from every corner of the globe, from the vast and populous India to tiny Norfolk Island, a dot in the Pacific Ocean, all take part in sport. But don't for one moment be fooled. Despite the friendliness, sport at the Commonwealth Games is very serious, because world-class sport is a serious business. New Zealand's netballers and rugby sevens players take part, as do Jamaica's sprinters and Kenya's middle and long-distance runners. Anything involving Australia is always going to be competitive, and they have shown that with their long domination of the medals table. And are joined by competitors from every corner of the United Kingdom and every continent on the earth. But these games do have their own unique spirit. It's a spirit engendered not only by the diversity of the Commonwealth, but also by the sense of belonging to something, a sense of family. The games is a time to foster relations, not just for politicians and diplomats, but for people from every background and every walk of life. In the many meaningful ways in which the Commonwealth comes together, for me, the most powerful is through the games. For thousands of years, sport has been a unifier, a force for great good, and it is the games where that is most in evidence. There are many multi-sports competitions, but of the major games, only the Olympics can claim a longer history than the Commonwealth Games. When we all gather in Glasgow in July, it will be the 20th edition of an event that began in 1930 in Hamilton, Canada, and was known as the British Empire Games. 400 competitors representing 11 nations took part in six sports. In Delhi 4 years ago, there were over 6,500 competitors from 71 countries and 17 sports. This is an event that continues to grow, that takes a range of sports to new territories and embraces the variety of the Commonwealth by holding on to the values that form the very bedrock of what the Commonwealth stands for. The Games in Glasgow will be another chance to show what the Commonwealth represents: peace, order, and equal rights for all. It does this through sport, and for 16 days we can marvel at the young men and women of the Commonwealth performing with great joy and dedication, competing hard for their nations, however great or small, rich or poor, a continent or an atoll. It will bring before us, in all its variety, the very best of the Commonwealth, and that is a cause for celebration.
Thank you. In considering the theme, Team Commonwealth, and what it means to me, the natural link as a retired athlete is to the Commonwealth Games. I'm very proud to have competed in Auckland, Manchester, and Melbourne. As an athlete, the Games inspired me to be the best that I could. They framed the beginning, the middle, and the end of my career. And as we look forward to the Glasgow Games this year, I feel a mixture of excitement and anticipation, and perhaps just the smallest wish that I could be there on the track too. Because not just this year's Games, but every Commonwealth Games is a special event. They are the friendly Games. While competition on the field of play is serious and tough, it is mixed with fair play and respect for others. Away from the field of play, athletes share a common love of sport and of life. But the Games are so much more than that. They're about celebrating our shared history, a special bond, and a chance to see and show others the power of sport to bring out the best in us all. It is also family. Before I even considered being an athlete, I knew what the Games meant. So much more than just facilities. It was memories and pride in achievement. For the athletes who are training, aspiring to be in Glasgow this year, the ethos of Team Commonwealth fits with their lives. Sport teaches you that you have to prepare, plan, train hard, and work with people around you. It teaches you respect, both of yourself and others. It teaches you to work to your strengths and understand that you must develop your weaknesses if you want to reach your potential. Everyday sport presents opportunities to do things differently, and it is a constant challenge to be better. It is a message for us all. The Commonwealth Games is also about diversity, diversity in its wider sense. Just as each individual team is made of different people from different sports, the Games have recognised the change in mood on inclusion. I am really proud that the Commonwealth Games took the lead and includes disabled athletes on the programme. Every day, many disabled people experience situations where others make assumptions about all the things they cannot do, not what they can do. Sport and physical activity can help transform lives, and for those who compete at the Games, they can spread the message of positive inclusion. The Games are a respected voice in sport. They challenge attitudes to disability, but also to society. Because if these Games can do it, so can everyone else. I look forward to a day of more inclusive society. The Games remind us of our commonality, our shared bond, where we celebrate and learn about our differences. Individuals coming together to represent one team, and teams coming together as one Commonwealth. That is what Team Commonwealth means to me.
Open your eyes wide. top the flu. Can it be true? Woo-woo? Tribulation, we'll find strength in the hope of a nation. Together, let's take the long road. Together, let's take the long road home. Unbelievable dream, don't wrap it up and throw it away. Unbelievable dream, out of the blue, can it be true? Out of reach it might seem, upon a cloud, a color of doubt.